Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Popular Party Girl by Rachel Renee Russell. Read by Lana Quintal. This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell, private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed. Friday, October 11th. I can't believe this is happening to me. I'm in the girls' bathroom, freaking out. There's no way I'm going to survive middle school. I've just made a complete fool of myself in front of my secret crush, again. And if that wasn't bad enough, I'm still stuck with a locker right next to Mackenzie Hollister's, who, BTW, is the most popular girl at Westchester Country Day Middle School, and a total snob. Calling her a mean girl is an understatement. She's a killer shark in sparkly nail polish, designer jeans, and platform Skechers. But for some reason, everyone adores her. Mackenzie and I do not get along. I'm guessing it's probably due to the fact that she hates my guts. She's forever gossiping behind my back and saying super mean stuff, like that I have no fashion sense whatsoever, and that our school mascot, Larry the Lizard, wears cuter clothes than I do. Which might actually be true, but still, I do not appreciate that girl blabbing about my personal business. This morning, she was even more vicious than usual. OMG, Nikki! Could you please go write in that diary somewhere else? Your hideous green shirt is clashing with my new lip gloss flavor, and it's giving me a migraine. I could not believe she actually said that to me. I mean, how can a color clash with a flavor? Duh, they're like two totally different, things. That's when I lost it and yelled, "Sorry, Mackenzie, but I'm really busy right now. Can I ignore you some other time?" But I just said it inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. And if all that wasn't enough torture, the annual WCD Halloween dance is in 3 weeks. It's the biggest event of the fall, and everyone is already gossiping about who's going with who. I'd just totally die if my secret crush, Brandon, asked me to go. Yesterday, he actually asked me to be his lab partner for biology class. I was so excited, I did my Snoopy happy dance. And today, I had a sneaking suspicion Brandon was going to pop the question about the Halloween dance. The school day seemed to drag on forever. By the time I got to biology class, I was a nervous wreck. Suddenly, a very troubling question popped into my head, and I started to panic. What if Brandon only thought of me as a lab partner and nothing more? That's when I decided to try to impress him with my charm, wit, and intelligence. I gave him a big smile and went right to work drawing all these teeny tiny lint-looking thingies I saw under the microscope. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see Brandon staring at me with his urgent yet very perplexed look on his face. It was obvious he wanted to talk to me about something super serious. Nikki, can I ask you a really important question? That'll, you know, probably impact our immediate future.
Yes, Brandon? Please, ask me!
Do you think we need to plug this thing in? Those thingies in the microscope really were just lint. OMG. I was so embarrassed. I knew right then and there I'd pretty much blown any chance of Brandon asking me to the dance. But the good news was I had made a startling scientific discovery about the biogenetics of my intelligence and even reduced it to a working formula. My IQ is less than or equal to a dirty gym sock. Then things got even worse. I was in the girls' bathroom when I overheard Mackenzie bragging to her friends that she was practically almost 99.9% sure she and Brandon were going to the dance together as Edward and Bella from Twilight. I was very disappointed, but not the least bit surprised. I mean, why would Brandon ask a total dork like me when he could go with a CCP, cute, cool, and popular girl like Mackenzie? And get this, as they were leaving, Mackenzie giggled and said she was buying a new lip gloss just for Brandon. I knew what that meant. I was so frustrated and angry at myself. I waited until the bathroom was empty, and then I had a really good scream. Ah! Which for some strange reason always makes me feel a lot better. Middle school can be very traumatizing, that's for sure. But the most important thing to remember is this. Always remain calm and try to handle your personal problems in a private and mature manner.